And my lawyer is still a civil rifle. I got out of a prison deal and everything. No stipulations. Usually, when you get out of a deal and you owe that kind of money and you ask off, they say you can go. But the new rifle that you go to, they have to pay that money. They don't want me to sue or nothing. I have walked away clear. Now I have to pay $2 million, and on top of that, I owe all of my publishing. I was way out of my publishing deal because of all of this.
So you're saying because of the things that were going on between, and you were saying that he threatened violence, that your lawyer sent that to the record label, they gave you your publishing, they said, no, you don't owe us the $2 million, you are free and clear, and you're saying it's all because of this stuff going on with Memphis?
Yes, because I was back and forth. I sent over every email, everything for this man. I had complaints. I complained. I didn't even have publicity, Ryan. I was working single with no publicity. He had them cut off my publicity, so I wouldn't tell. Now is my time to tell what happened to me. But I still don't wish that man would be bad. But what that's going to do, you're not going to sit up there and make it look like I've made it up something on you. That's definitely not going to happen.
I know who I am. I know I don't do that. And it was a certain point where I wasn't going to say anything. And my wife was kind of like, yo, you need to say something. Because you got daughters.
I've
been three going on 4 years. And I've never seen nothing like that. If you around somebody that hits women, there's things that they do that you can tell that this person might slap a Now he says, you know, when he was talking to me, that he has children, he's never done anything to any woman, he's never done any type of physical altercation whatsoever. What do you say to that?
Why, Cameron, that man smothered me with a towel. Took a towel. Put it over my face. I'm crawling out the room. He smothered me again. This man hit me with a water bottle.
People are listening. They're going to say, why didn't you call the authorities? Why didn't you call the police?
They did call. The authorities did call. The police did call. They were in Memphis. But the police did call. You know what? And this is what's wrong. As a woman, they did call. I say, no, I'm fine. No. No, I'm fine. No. Don't do that. He ended up being cool with the police officer. He even Twitter and said, sign out to whatever the police officer name was. Thanks for having my back.
So what is your next move then? Where do you go from here with all of this? Because these are serious accusations.
Where I go from this, Ryan, I told my story. I don't talk about me and Kate the whole show. No, this show is not to do anything to him. I can tell my story. It's part of my life. That's the honest way I'm going. This first episode has caused so much drama. And I'm over it. I don't want that. I don't want nothing bad to happen to him. I don't want nothing bad to happen to Tony. I don't want that. Yeah. The next day for them to come and
meet.
Tony, you told your story. Then about to get off you by telling your story. So how you going to call me a lie when you wasn't even there?
Well, we know you are shooting the show right now. And based on the reaction from the first episode, any regrets do you now look back and see once you open that up to the whole entire world? you still think it was a wise decision to go on the show?
The only regrets I have is that it's taken me back to a dark place. I have been crying completely over this and been upset about this and upset my family about this. But that's my only regret. But I don't regret him on TV telling my story.